Network. Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica!
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Krista Scabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The City of Monroe presents Delta Fest 2014, starring Heads of State. Bobby Brown, Johnny Gill, and Ralph Tresvant. Heads of State. Friday, April 25th, 7:30 p.m. at the Monroe Civic Center Arena. With your host performing live.
MC Lights on the microphone.
Delta Fest 2014. Don't miss it.
The City of Monroe is a proud sponsor of KAYT, 88.1 Alexandria, 92.5 Shreveport, and 98.9 Monroe.
The City of Monroe is also a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Let's face it, life is busy, and sometimes we don't always have the time to think through all the important decisions, like health insurance. Vantage Health Plan encourages you to check what matters most. We know that our families matter, our jobs matter, but also our health matters. So when it comes to the most important things in life, don't let them go unchecked. For your health insurance, check what matters most. Vantage Health Plan. Visit us online today at vantagehealthplan.com.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT. The goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas.
Yeah.
And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. The what show?
The bigger show.
With the unmistakably what sound?
Bigger, bolder sound.
I love it. It's Momentum Monday, in case you didn't know. And if you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:37 local time, 8:37 Eastern time. Of course, it's April 14th, one day before tax day. A lot of people are trying to figure out a lot of things. But as you're getting your momentum on this Momentum Monday, we want to remind you, as we always do, school buses, school kids, school zones, they're in effect, D.C., until 9 a.m. It's critically important that you stay engaged, slow down, help our bus drivers, help kids that are standing at bus stops. So many are unattended by adults. And make sure you help our crossing guards and our resource officers. You know, we just have great reverence for them because they work so incredibly hard. And most of the resource officers that we see look like they absolutely love what it is that they're doing, making sure, speaking to every car, making sure kids get in and out safely. And this morning we saw something that was just one of those sweet moments that doesn't ever happen with young men, but happens with girls. A young girl, two girls were being dropped off by their dad. And before they went in, their dad gave them a kiss. And we said, wow, in high school or junior high, I'm not sure if they were in high school. And, you know, you just never see that enough. And, you know, we're always talking about validating young girls and showing them that affection. And that was just one of those sweet moments that will probably help their momentum be even greater. And it just gave us that sense of, you know what, there are people that are empowering their kids every single day. Sometimes we see it and sometimes we don't. But meanwhile, we want you to stay engaged, do a little bit better than you did on Friday with your mobile devices. Today is a new day. We get grace for today. So what happened last week is over. This is a new start to a new day. And so you can do some things differently. You can stay off of your mobile devices. And DC, we just want to really take the time to really shout those people out that have said, yeah, you know what, you guys are impacting us. Every time we decide to get on our mobile phone texting or doing whatever it is that we do, right, we hear that voice that says, you know what, this may not be good. Let me stop and pull over. So it is resonating with many of you. And the more that we say it, DC, the more it's going to get down into people's psyche.
That's correct.
Well, DC, it's Momentum Monday, and this morning, you didn't just get out of bed. What is that? What is that laugh about this morning? What
that
is
laugh? That laugh right there is. Remember when you were coming up and you were watching cartoons,
mm-hmm.
and it was always this guy that was saying, "The plan is not ready yet." What plan? Plan to take over the world.
Is that how much momentum you have today?
I feel like I can take over the world.
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing. You sprang out of bed this morning like a rocket.
Yeah, that's how I feel. And that and once again, and like I said last Monday, when I go to church and just get replenished and refilled and fulfilled and fulfilled. That's what the man of God used yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Fulfilled.
Uh-huh.
When I go in and get fulfilled. You know, I'm ready because I'm all full. I'm full. I'm like a car that's just leaving the gas station when you know how you fill it up to the rim and it's running over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm running over. I'm ready to burn some fuel.
You're ready to burn some fuel.
Ready to burn some fuel.
Well, you know what? A lot of women will take probably comfort in this, you know, because we talk about our church experience a lot and our lack thereof and our challenges with church and, you know, the ebbs and flows that we've had as a couple with church. Well, you know what? It does a woman's heart good when her man springs out of bed in the morning and he's ready to go get fulfilled.
Fulfilled.
And so, you know, there's hope. And I think that, you know, why are you laughing?
I'm just laughing at you.
I think that I think that when you just sort of back off another person and you really start to focus on your own self and your own shortcomings and your own idiosyncrasies and those things that you need to do, and allow others to deal with their issues, then that's when you start to see progress. And I have never seen DC so excited about the Word of God being filled with the Word and really using that Word to make his life and our lives a lot better. And that's really what it's about. And so we went in and we got that energy. We had an incredible weekend. Of course, we fished this weekend, as we always do. And what's the fishing?
Fish.
And what was the fishing report first before we talk about eating fish?
Well, the fishing was not good at Saline. I talked to the scouters out there.
Mm-hmm.
They say, well, look, it was just bad. You know, one guy who always catches 50 big fish told me he caught 13 small ones.
So mm-hmm.
It was no need me going out there if he only caught 13. Because when he catches 50, I may catch 20.
Mm-hmm.
So him catching 13 might amount to me catching one or two. So I went on up the highway and caught 20 at Dubuisson Lake.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And we had a wonderful time fishing.
We fried them.
It was beautiful, and we fried them for the – we hadn't done this in a while, fresh out of the water.
No, we really didn't. We didn't freeze them at all, man.
Mm-hmm.
We just put them right in the grease and major – Figgins came over to the house yesterday, him and Steve and Ashley.
Uh-huh.
You know, and some other folks, you know, Granny and Nikki and some people came by and ate fish.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a good old weekend, I'm going to tell you. You know, but it seems like, Carlette, once I go in and power up at church,
mm-hmm.
it's like I'm ready.
You're almost like Pac-Man, right?
Yeah, it's like I eat a power pill
uh-huh.
and I'm ready to go for a while. You know, you start to notice toward the end, I started, you know, then my fishing is like a small pill that powers me up until
uh-huh.
I get to church.
Mm-hmm.
Then once I get to church, it's like I eat the big power pill, which is the one that makes me say,
like the Incredible Hulk.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Incredible Hulk.
Like I'm ready to take over the world. I'm ready. Superman.
Well, so you know what? Right now, what you need to do is you need to, and I think you're doing it, put
I'm ready
put
to
that,
mash out and burn. Look, I'm ready to burn some fuel.
I think you need to put some of that good fuel, that good momentum out into the universe because there's somebody, DC, that is listening to us this morning that is not ready.
Yeah, just know one thing. Just know whose you are and who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And you can pull yourself up by the bootstraps and get going. Let's get going.
Absolutely.
It's Momentum Monday.
It's Momentum Monday. You're on point, everybody. And it's going to be an incredible day.
Time to burn some fuel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. On Point Talk. The OPT.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HixonHasIt.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
Credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Bavall's Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What? LeBron?
How'd you get here?
Magic. Now what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
Let's face it, life is busy, and sometimes we don't always have the time to think through all the important decisions, like health insurance. Vantage Health Plan encourages you to check what matters most, We know that our families matter, our jobs matter, but also our health matters. So when it comes to the most important things in life, don't let them go unchecked. For your health insurance, check what matters most, Vantage Health Plan. Visit us online today at VantageHealthPlan.com.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Momentum Monday, and this segment is sponsored by Chris Roy Jr. of Roy Law Offices. He's a third-generation lawyer here in Central Louisiana, and you can get in contact with Chris Roy Jr. by phoning 318-487-0991. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas for all of your home, auto, and life insurance. 318-487-1881 is the number. Also, Hickson Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website is available 24/7, www.hicksonhasit.com. Don't forget about minimally invasive image-guided specialist, also known as MIGS, making patients better and faster. It is their top priority. The number to phone, 318-445-9700. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart, dedicated to excellence. And don't forget, they are still doing those free financial checkups until tomorrow. If you have not gotten in, what in the world are you waiting for? Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real solutions for those who need a little help. The number to phone, it is open enrollment time, 800-454-3730. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, stay and play down in the parish. That's Avoyelles Parish. You can go to their Facebook or you can phone them at 800-833-4195. Also, McDonald's of Central Louisiana. I'm loving it. Don't forget about Vantage Health Plan. Vantage Health Plan's goal is to make their members well and to keep them that way through quality preventive care. Vantage is making health care work. And let me tell you something, they are going above and beyond the call of duty to make sure that every single person in and around Central Louisiana is insured. Here's the number to phone, 318-361-0900 or 888-823-1910. We're going to tell you a little bit more about the last hours and winding down and what you need to do. But as we move into more Momentum, D.C., I'm drinking, of course. I've changed my brand of tea and also my flavor. I'm drinking a peach tea this morning, but drinking from a really, really big cup of Momentum and feeling really, really wonderful. Feeling good, and we are just really, really working this morning to make sure that you have that good, positive energy. And so I said to DC on yesterday and even today, you know, we talk about sort of our spiritual journey and where we are. And what we realized is that we were people that we've had, as I said earlier, a lot of ebbs and flows and really had to get healthy in the way of our spiritual health. Sometimes people can be spiritually sick and never, ever really know it. And DC's zeal now for the word gives me a special zeal. And so, DC, I want you to talk about not selling church, not selling anything, but sometimes you can just give another person a word that maybe didn't go to church or went to church and didn't get a word. And I said to you on yesterday, you talked about, and I felt, and I know our listeners felt, the exuberance, the zeal that you have this morning. What was the main takeaway for you that really made you so fulfilled?
Well, you know, Carlette, with me, I listen to messages, and, you know, I truly believe that we are, you know, church is spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
It's cathartic. It's for me.
Okay.
You know, and when I speak about this, I'm talking about how it affects me and what it does for me and my person. And I believe that churches is a lot of people look at it as religious, you know, a religious body or institution that you walk up to deal with your brand of religion. But for me, it is spiritual. And because I understand the spirituality part of it, I go in listening for what that word of the day is for me, or the information that God is trying to download into me, because I understand that the reason why I have this now urging to get to church is because I need to be fed.
Mm.
And so I go there like a person who needs to eat goes to a restaurant.
Wow.
I used to go there like I just wanted to get through it. And, you know, say, oh, wow, I went to church. I go to church.
It was just a religious experience.
It was a tradition that my grandmother taught me. Look, you go to church on Sunday. Now that I've had this new awakening, this new revelation of God is waiting for me to get there to deliver me information through the man that he put in that place. Now I go with a different attitude. See, there was nothing ever wrong with church. It was something wrong with me. I had soul sickness, I believe. You know, I was spiritually malnutrition. And, you know, it's like anybody. The more healthy you get from eating, the more you want to eat. You know, you may very well end up fat. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I would love the idea of getting fat on the spirituality that is helping me to live a better life. But yesterday, as I went there enthusiastically, knowing that God was about to download some information to me, yes, I did pick up some things that pertain to me, but also I am a sort of a different thinker. So, you know, I asked God, what else, you know, is he trying to get to me from that message?
Okay.
Because a lot of times, you know, and you know, I always say this, you know, God is an awesome God. And, you know, I liken it to, you know how people used to say he can kill, you know, we kill two birds with one stone? Well, God can get a room full of people and hit them all with one stone. In other words, everybody in the place, there is something there for them to receive.
Right.
If they open up to receive it. And the part that I received yesterday was, you know, the fact that you're in a place and God put in you what he put in you, not to stay in the same place, but to press through to greatness. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You know, in other words, once you become complacent where you are, it is a thief of dreams. Complacency is a potential stealer. In other words, you can have all the potential you want, but once you become complacent, you stop growing. And that's what I took away from that message. And also, I took away from that message with taking your time. Because, see, basically, I used to try to get, like, let's say it takes a year to do a thing.
Right.
This is just an example. I would try to have that thing in 15 days. I can't have the thing in 15 days. I got to go through the process of the year. So now what I've learned in my wisdom of being 48 years old is that I have the patience that is required and the contentment to live through the uncomfortable part of that situation to get through to where I'm trying to go. Because, see, when we first started this program, it took a lot for me to shut up and just don't say a lot to people. So most of the people here don't even know me.
Right.
Because I didn't show them myself.
Right.
So they think they know me when I was watching them. And that's how I learned how to shut up enough, because I understand now that God gives you two ears and one mouth. That's not a mistake. Okay. You know, you need to. And what I found out for me is I need to listen more and speak less. And so in that, I'm, you know, and I don't know how I got all the way over here.
That's okay.
But that's what I got. And I just, you know, I do have a different enthusiasm when I walk into the church, man, you know, because I'm, you know, what I've learned to do is stop, look, and listen, you know, so that I can get that word that God has for me, that he delivers through the man of God. And yes, I believe that church is a real spiritual place, and the spirituality in it, in all churches, I believe the men and women of the cloth are bringing words to people, but it's just, are we ready to receive them? Because I can say to you with a large degree of certainty that I used to go in church and miss the whole word because of the attitude that I walked into the church with. That's enough?
No, I mean, no. You're flowing.
No, I mean, you know, go ahead.
No,
I don't want to take up. You know, I don't want to talk too much.
No.
But I'm good.
I think that, you know, that speaks volumes.
Yeah.
And what we're finding...
What I was saying was that does that answer your question?
Absolutely, it does.
Good. All right.
But I think that what we're finding is the more that we share our truths openly, the more healthy we become. And you said it, and I said it as well. We were spiritually sick. We had soul sicknesses. And when you can openly say that your soul was sick, and you can own that, then you can begin to heal that.
Right, and that right there, Carlette, if I wasn't a spiritual, I don't want to say a spiritual wimp, but you know, I get in the church and stuff, and I'll be a little shy. Sometimes I want to take off running. I want to just go ahead.
Why
and
are you a spiritual
right
wimp?
Now.
Why didn't?
No,
you?
I'm not. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, but sometimes I might want to take off running. You might see me. I'll be like, something shut up. Like, I just want to take off running here, but you know, I'm kind of fast. So being as fast as
and
I,
you're a bull in the China shop.
Somebody's clothes.
Yeah, yeah. You
that's
might want to
look.
Yeah,
no, I'm not gonna run.
Yeah, you
not
might want to restrain yourself. Yeah, he is a bull in the China shop. My goodness,
somebody
I forgot about
might
that.
Get hurt.
But listen, this is what I wrote down because yesterday, and people probably say, and people wonder. You know, they say, "Gosh, every time we hear you guys talking, you're talking about what you're talking about." But really what people may not understand about our relationship is that DC and I have been talking to each other literally since the seventh grade. We were having very deep, very adult conversations since the seventh grade. So we have learned really each other's language, and we have been communicating, and we're friends. You know, friends even before we started, back in the day they called it going together, before we started going together. But we have been friends for a very, very long time and have come to understand each other's language and communicate. And so yesterday, as we were lying in bed, getting ready to get ready for church, DC had said something that he said this morning that struck me. And it was really just confirmation when we got to church. And he said this, and I said, you know, I'm going to steal this. I'm going to write it down, and I'm going to use this because it is so powerful. And the reason why we wanted to share it with you this morning is because we hope that it will give you the momentum, the propulsion, the impetus, all of those things that each and every one of us needs every single day to move forward. And he said it earlier. But he said it before the man of God said it. He said, complacency is the thief of potential. And right by that, I wrote his name down by it, and I wrote the date. And anytime I hear something that is so powerful and so thought-provoking to my soul, I write it down because I have come to understand that that is a word for me at that time. And so we read so much. We are always learning, always studying, always trying to find new and innovative ways to bring a message to you. And some of the things that DC says to me during conversation just literally ministers to my spirit. And I believe that it will minister to yours as well. And DC, when you said that, when you said complacency is the thief of potential, at that second, when you were thinking that and that got down in you, where did that come from?
Well, it just, I just believe that God has given me, because, you know, really what happens, Carlette, is when I look back over my life and see the things that I have, the opportunities that I have let go through, you know what I'm saying?
Let go, oh, let
fall through
okay.
the cracks.
Mm-hmm.
That I've let fall through the cracks. I understand now it was because I was doing my own thing and I wasn't checking with God to see what his will for me, what was it that he wanted me to do? And plus, I wasn't trying to be led by God, because I truly wanted to do the things that I thought I wanted to do because of my flesh.
Mm-hmm.
What I understand now, that and through our studying in the morning, the spiritual route is the way to go. It is definitely the way to go. The spirit-filled life is the life that we want to live. You know, we're just not wanting to be carnal and fleshly and, you know,
right.
You know, living according to what you think your flesh wants. You know, and that's why, you know, I can look back on my life now and what it used to be and see that it is just completely different.
Absolutely.
It's completely different. So, you know, now that I've grown up finally, you know, I just do things differently and I see things differently. And so, you know, I appreciate life more, and I appreciate the things of life more. And I just, like I said, I really just didn't, you know, I used to wonder, why is it that on Thursday I would start dreading going to church? Well, that was because I wasn't in a place where I am now spiritual, where first of all, I've accepted the fact and grown up and mm-hmm. said, look, you know, you just cannot live without being fed spiritually. You know, in one of the meditation books, I think it's either F.F. Bosworth or Smith Wigginsworth, one of those guys, said that most people feed their body
mm-hmm.
3 hot meals a day and feed their spirit 1 cold snack a day.
Mm-hmm.
So what this guy said he did was, he used to walk around and with his Bible in his pocket, and after he finished eating his physical food,
mm-hmm.
he would bag back from the table and get some spiritual food by pulling out his Bible
right.
and taking in some spiritual food. So, you know, I mean, you know, at this point right now, and when he said the 1 cold snack, he was meaning church once a week, which
mm-hmm.
that's a whole nother thing. That's a process for me.
Right.
You know, being more in. I'm just not in that place. I'm not as sincere about being there every time, you know, something is happening. And, you know, and of course I'm busy too, but, you know, I expect that one day I'll grow to that, because it's progress rather than perfection. I'm not saying that I'm perfect spiritually, but I'm trying not to be where I was 10 years ago either.
Right.
You know, still eating, still drinking spiritual milk instead of eating spiritual food.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it is time for me to grow up spiritually. Does that make sense?
That makes absolute sense.
Right.
And I think that, you know, our admission to ourselves and to others that we were soul sick. We were sick, and we had to go through the process of healing our souls and
right.
our spirits. And, you know, I just want to...
Well, the healing was just really the soul sickness came probably from not being nourished.
Mm.
Does that make
mm-hmm.
sense? In other words, now as we start to nourish our spiritual life more,
right.
we are tending to grow, which is the normal process.
Right.
You know, so I think what happened was we pretty much stunted our process spiritually. You know, whereas, you know, because, you know, you have some people who spiritually, they get it at 16. They just
right.
are, you know, real, fun, you know, they just accept what is said
right.
and they move on. Most human beings learn through pain.
Mm.
You know, oh, that fire is hot. Don't touch it anymore, son. Okay, boom, I'm not going to touch that anymore because I'm going to get burned.
Right.
That type of thing.
And, you know, once you can really, truly be open and honest, and I can't tell you guys how many text messages and how many you guys don't inbox me on Facebook, because I will probably never, ever get it. But for some reason, I did get the inboxes in my Facebook. I'm not a great Facebooker at all. And so we have somebody that attends to that for me, but the inboxes that came in about the conversation that we had last week about being my admission, and it really hurt me to say, but I realized that the only way that I can grow spiritually and in any way is with the truth. And I talked about being fake as opposed to being faithful. And obviously, DC, a lot of people are right there. And I can honestly say that I was being fake, showing up because of what others' perception of me was. And now when I'm at church, I'm at church. And for me at this moment, it is not about quantity. It is about quality. It is about me being there, wanting to be there, open with an open heart and an open mind to receive what God is saying to me, what he has for me, as opposed to who sees me being there.
So, you know, all that enthusiasm you had about going to church wasn't really enthusiasm about going to church.
Absolutely not. I mean, it's hard for me to say that because at that moment, right, I thought it was, because I thought that that's what was expected. I thought that that's the only way that I could show that I was faithful. Right. And so I had put myself in a place that was not real. And it took me a long time to realize. And as I own my truth and I peel away the layers of dishonesty, of self-admission, of looking at who I am and what I did and looking at my motives for doing what I did, then I can say it. And a lot of people are struggling with that and cannot say it because it is just not politically correct. We feel like, and listen, make no bones about it, make no mistakes about it. I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about me. So the fact of the matter is that maybe that's, you could, you know, this is not for anybody else, but for me, this is about my own self. And if you feel that you fall within that, then you have to own that for yourself, you know. And a lot of people feel like, you know, because in the pulpit, sometimes preachers get on the soapbox and they say what they want to say from the pulpit and things that they just can't say to a person's face. So they just create a message. Well, no, I am telling you, this is not a message for anybody but Carlette Christmas. This is about my truth. And you, each and every one of us, has to deal with our own truth in the way that we deal with it. Now, if you want to share it with somebody, that's fine. If you don't, then that's still fine. But I find for me, it's telling on that thing that was trying to keep me in bondage, that thing that is not real, that is fake, and that is only self-serving.
So what are you saying? You think you had a stronghold?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's absolutely.
You
absolutely. Yeah. And we're going to be talking about that more and more, because we're studying it, we're delving down into it, and a lot of people have strongholds. They seem to be very small things.
Very small.
Very small. Very.
But they've got a strong hold.
Absolutely. Very innocuous. Very innocent.
Yeah.
And they will deceive you. And you know what?
Yes, they will.
I am tired. I've said it so many times on this show. I'm tired of looking good on the outside and being toe up from the flow up on the inside.
So you're finna do some house cleaning.
No, I'm doing some house cleaning.
That's what I'm saying. You're doing some house cleaning.
I'm doing
keep
some.
Keep doing some house cleaning.
Absolutely. And life. Life in and of itself is a constant cleaning, a constant resolving, a constant, you know, opening up. And I'm going to tell you guys, you just don't know the freedom that I can sit here and have today for just calling it what it is.
That's awesome.
And not worrying about the condemnation, not worrying about what people think about me, but being free within myself with my truth.
Well, Colette, I will say this right here. If anybody has a problem of any nature, of any sort, an addiction of any nature, of any sort, if you can't say you have it, then you will never fix it. The first step to getting control over any type of addiction, any type of shortcoming, any type of spiritual defect in your life, the first thing you have to do is acknowledge that you have it. Because, see, the game that the devil plays on a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest lie that has ever been told by Satan is that I'm not really here. This is not me.
But you see,
you know, I don't exist.
You say that, and that is absolutely 100% true. But those strongholds are so innocuous. They're so innocent that they don't look like they're a problem. And that's why you can... It takes so long to own them.
A long time.
That's why it takes so long to identify them.
And also, they protect you.
And they hurt.
Where they protect you from what you deem the truth is. In other words, for somebody to come to me and say, hey, you're an alcoholic and a drug addict, in the beginning, you don't want to accept that, so you make up things about them.
Mm-hmm.
Or that person who's saying that, you can say, well, you do this or you do that. But we're not talking about me. See, a lot of times people get confused. You know what I noticed when we were at Bethany? And I'm going to tell this story, and we're going to go to break. One time we were at that church, and it really stayed with us. And this is 20 years later.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, 25 years later, because that was 1989.
Or
90.
Okay, 90.
1990 uh-huh. is when this was. And this really stayed with us. We never really understood why it stayed with us. I think now we know why it stayed with us, because now we understand how the church handled it.
Mm-hmm.
And they took responsibility.
Right, but tell the story.
But the lady, they were doing a play, and it was a lot of people from the church in the play. And I don't know if most of our listeners out there know about Bethany World Prayer Center. It was a predominantly white church, okay? And they did a play, and they are just fine people. It's a fine church. Let me just put that out there. Just everybody just seemed to be, that's what we got saved at.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so when they were doing the play, they had one black person in the play.
Right.
All right. And the one little kid that was black, there was a whole bunch of other kids, but the one little kid that was in the play happened to be African-American.
Right.
Okay. And to me, at that time, this was a church full of people. One woman stood up after they had did the play.
Right.
And this was, I mean, when I tell you this is a mega church.
Before mega churches really even.
Yeah, this is the one that's on Plank Road in Baker. It is humongous. I don't know how many seats. I'm going to just throw a number out there. And let me just say this, I could be wrong, but it's probably anywhere between 2,000 and 5,000 people.
Right.
Okay, so after the play was on, the lady stood up, which I thought was bold and was an excellent point. She said, it seems to me, and she did it in great taste. I don't think she was being, you know,
disrespectful
mm-hmm. at all to the leadership there. She said, I think it's a bad message. And she didn't wait. She stood up right there boldly.
Yes, she did.
And she said, I think that it is sending a bad message to the African-American children that the only person in the play is the devil. The only African-American in the play is the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And so we watched how the church dealt with that, you know. And they didn't, you know, the pastor got up after that and said, listen, we didn't intend that or to do anything like that. You know what I noticed he didn't do?
Mm.
He never said that we were right, wrong, or indifferent.
Right.
But what I saw him do is any time he did anything after that, he looked like they made for certain that they weren't giving off something that they didn't know that they were giving off. In other words, what they did was they checked themselves.
Right.
They could have said to the lady, you're wrong, threw her out the church or pressure her and all that.
Right.
That's not what they did. What they did was they took that information and said, is that what we're giving off?
Mm.
And if it is, we don't ever do that again. See, sometimes people will do things and they don't know they did them.
Right.
But just because the person who's telling you you did that has problems, don't mean that what they're telling you is not true. You understand?
Absolutely.
You know, so when others tell us things about ourselves and we trust them and love them and know them, just because they're filled with a whole bunch of problems in their lives, it doesn't mean that what they're telling us is so. It's not true.
Right.
So that's when we have to start looking at ourselves,
mm-hmm.
and that is what a lot of people and institutions do not want to do.
Absolutely.
Because when you've got people telling you stuff in your institution and you're always right and they're always wrong,
that's a problem.
You got a stronghold. Stop everything. You got to deal with that right now, or it's gonna hold you down as long as it possibly can, to stop the will of God in your life.
Hmm.
That's what they're designed to do.
And we have been, you know, we are on a spiritual journey and quest to unearth those strongholds in our lives. And it started really in recovery, and you'll hear us talk about it a lot. And unless you're really true, that stronghold, it will make you complacent. It will be the thief of your potential.
You're in denial about everything. You just don't want to see yourself. And it speaks to you and tell you they're just jealous.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to see you be successful.
Right.
They're not happy.
And isn't it always something that everybody is always jealous of you?
Everybody.
If everybody is jealous of you, I mean, it might bear taking a look at yourself. But let me just say that this journey that we're on, we're talking about it and we're laughing about it, but it is a painful.
Oh, it's a painful
journey. It is a painful journey to realize, to wake up and realize, I'm not so perfect.
We'll call that, you know, birthing a baby is painful, but after it, everybody rejoices and is happy because they've got through another process by bringing that baby into the, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So, you know, sometimes the things that we have to get, they are painful, and we've gone through some pain. And that's how we can speak about it right now.
Right. And we're going to go through some more pain. But you know what? We're going to go through the journey, and we're going to talk about it. We're going to disclose our truths because they make us healthier. They make us happier.
I'm free.
And most of all, they make us free. Because you know what? What people don't tell you about the truth is that it does set you free. But before you get free, boy, it hurts like heck. Magnolia State Mortgage, it's where dreams come true. You can contact the ladies at Magnolia State Mortgage if you're purchasing your first home, you want to refinance, or you're just investing. 318-561-8020 is the number. Walker Automotive Group, when others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Southern Heritage Bank is an independently owned community bank, meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, Davis One Stop, the shining bright light on Highway 71 if you're traveling north or south. Davis One Stop is centrally located. And you know what, DC? I don't know really necessarily how we got here, but this is just what?
Food for thought.
Food for thought. And you know what? Stop checking others until you start to check yourself. That's what I'm learning. Stop looking at what's wrong with everybody else and find out what's restricting you.
I thought we was trying to get the momentum up.
We are trying to get the momentum up. It's Momentum Monday, 25 minutes after 8 local time, 25 minutes after 9 Eastern. This is a bit of truth that you can carry with you today that will hopefully help you to start on the road to freedom. Stay on point, everybody. We're going to get a break, but we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you. I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapids Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapids Regional Medical Center.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
While buying a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make, selecting the right mortgage loan can be just as important. Your lifestyle, your budget, your comfort level. These are the types of personal factors that will help the mortgage team at Southern Heritage Bank target your best solution. Call Johnny Snow and his team of mortgage loan specialists today. Southern Heritage Bank, offering the expert guidance and choices you need. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What? LeBron? How'd you get here?
Magic. Now what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Do you need help developing your business? The City of Alexandria and the Ministers of Economic Development, in collaboration with the Louisiana Department of Economic Development, want to assist you with resources to help you grow your business. The Small and Emerging Business Development Program was designed to help provide managerial and technical assistance for small businesses in Louisiana. Certified small and emerging businesses qualify for help with entrepreneurial training. accounting, bid preparation and pricing, business plan preparation, finance, human resources, inventory management, industry-specific training, legal services, marketing, project management, and other areas of technical and managerial assistance. The certification process is simple and can be done online. For certification and program information, visit the Small Business section of OpportunityLouisiana.com. And for additional information on the Small and Emerging Business Development Program in this area, call 318-442-3593 or 318-561-2299.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPG Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Well, you already know it's Momentum Monday. You're well on your way by now. It's 8:34 local time, 9:34 Eastern time. And, of course, we have been talking about the Affordable Care Act. We've talked about it with the White House. We've talked about it with our sponsor, Vantage Health. And it is winding down, literally. Tomorrow is the last day. And here to just get us up to speed about what we need to do and how we need to do it is Mick Essex from Vantage Health. Mick, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me again.
Mick, you said that. Are you growing weary, Mick? You said that like...
No, I'm almost... I'm sorry. No, I'm actually getting kind of used to it. I'm almost expect a phone call from you guys every week now.
Mick, you've been so amped up. This has been such a great push. And we're in literally the last hours. Let's talk about the importance. We're not just sending this message because we're sending a message. We're sending it a message because it is the law. And every single person in the United States should have affordable care. Let's talk about that aspect of it.
That's right. I akin it to car insurance. At some point, car insurance wasn't a necessity. Now, if you don't have car insurance, you get a ticket. You know, it's part of the fabric of everyday life. You have to have car insurance if you have a vehicle, and it's kind of along those same lines now with this bill that it's now a requirement that you have health coverage either through your company, through Medicare, Medicaid, or through the individual exchange. So all the tools are there. Everything's been made available to find the most affordable plan for your particular needs. So it's just a matter now of actually figuring out exactly what it is that you need, and then moving forward.
Absolutely. So for those people that started in the beginning somehow, and maybe they weren't able to make the payment, they didn't get the bill, or they didn't get signed up properly, we're really now focusing on those people in these last hours. Let's speak to them.
That's true. And you mentioned the fact about making the payment. It's important to understand that you can go on the website, you can register an account, you can select a plan that is to your liking, and then you hit enter, and it tells you from that point to contact the individual insurance company that you chose. Until you make your first premium payment, you do not have active health insurance. So even if you've selected a plan, you've already gotten in touch with the provider, you can't get your actual packet in the mail yet, but you, until you make your first premium payment, you do not have active health coverage. So I think that's important to mention, is that just selecting the plan does not complete the process. You actually have to make your first premium payment. And I know with Vantage, we have direct deposit available, so you just have to physically make your first payment either by phone or come into a local office or a broker there locally in Alexandria possibly and make your payment, or you can make it over the phone. So I want to mention that first. Secondly, for those who have begun the process and have not completed it, and when I say begun the process, all that really means is that you've gone to the website and you've activated an account with your email address. If you've gotten that far, you still have time. You have until midnight tomorrow night to complete that process, and then you have until April the 25th to make that premium payment. You don't have to make the payment by tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You just have to make your selection by tomorrow and your payment by the 25th.
Right. Now, I just want to say for all of those people that we're talking to that started the process, in the beginning, the process had some challenges. The president, the White House, mm-hmm. understood that. People that were trying to get on understood that. And it kicked a lot of people out. I know that when we personally were going through our process, we had to go in several times before it actually accepted everything that we put in. So a lot of people may have gotten discouraged or thought that they were signed up or just were uncertain.
Mm-hmm. And that's right. And as far as the website goes, from what I understand, the problem, there wasn't a problem with the software necessarily. There wasn't a problem with the website itself. What they failed to anticipate was the overwhelming number of people trying to log on all at one time, which happens to websites all the time. In certain situations where there's just more of a traffic flow than what the bandwidth will allow. So that was the main issue in the beginning, was they just could not handle the amount of traffic that was flowing through the site. So once they were able to reprocess that to accept, you know, several hundred thousands of people at once, mm-hmm. It moved very seamlessly. Since maybe late December on until that final week of March, yeah, we breezed through it over and over. I even signed someone up with my iPhone. So
wow.
It got to be very user friendly.
So Mick, are we finding now that a lot of people in the beginning were saying, I was kind of stumped at what I described earlier. I was kind of stumped, and those people are coming back around on the backside saying, let me just check. Are we finding a lot of those people? Because there were literally millions that had started and didn't complete the process.
There were. We have. I would say that just based on call volume, we're averaging around anywhere from 1,000 to 1,300 phone calls a day. The overwhelming majority of those have been folks that have already gotten through the process and they're just trying to make sure that they're doing everything correctly. I would love to see more. I know for a fact that there's more folks out there that have begun the process and not completed it, and that's why it's so important to me that we at least have one more conversation with those folks just for the sake of argument, to say, yeah, I did all I could, and it's for me or it's not for me. You know, I'd just like to at least have that conversation with everyone one more time.
Absolutely. Well, we're so honored and so proud that you guys are really making an impact and making a dent in this state with people that have been uncertain, that have been unsteady, that really just a lot of people that never have even dealt with computers on this level, where you guys have mm-hmm. gone in, Vantage Health has gone in and literally held those people's hand, step by step as they went through that process, DC.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
No doubt about that. It's been a challenge, but it's one that we all readily accept as our responsibility, not only from an employment standpoint, but just as a fellow Louisiana citizen. I feel it's just my duty to do that.
Absolutely. DC, go ahead.
And let me just say this, Carlette, because now here in Alexandria at Sinlaw Independent Insurance Brokers, Stephen Adams, that's at 5205 Jackson Street Extension, and we're going to be giving that information more, is going to be there to take care of any of your needs here in the Central Louisiana area if you need to speak to a broker agent.
Right.
Okay, he's going to be able to assist you. His number is 451-4616. And we're going to be giving that number out. And if you have any questions, you can also call us here at On Point. You know, of course, after we leave the radio station, we go to our office. The phone number there is 445-5658. Or you can call us while we're on the air at 484-2500. So if you are still having situations with trying to finalize this deal and make sure that you're protected and covered through the Vantage Health Plan, remember, Vantage is the only health insurance provider here in Central Louisiana that you're not going to need a referral to see a specialist. Come on, folks.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, Mick, it's really important to note that this is not an option. After the Affordable Care Act was passed into law, it is the law that we as Americans have to have insurance. So the question now is, those people that didn't get insurance, what is going to happen with them?
Okay. For those that, and this is kind of a multifaceted answer, so bear with me. There are a select group of people in Louisiana, based on the fact that we did not extend Medicaid, that are going to have, their income is going to be too high for Medicaid, but too low for the exchange subsidy. So there's a small, you know, section of the population there that is kind of essentially not qualified for either. If you find yourself in that position, you qualify for a hardship exemption.
Now I want you to stay right there for a minute. What do people that have found themselves in that position, what do they need to do?
What they need to do is, the easiest thing is just to call us.
Okay.
We can try and help them walk through that. But they can go to the website, healthcare.gov, and there'll be a link on there where you'll have to read some, but there'll be a link there to where you can actually print off the hardship exemption form and fill that out and send that in. If you do that, you will not incur a penalty for 2014.
Okay.
You're going to be in that segment of the population where you don't have enough you don't make enough to qualify for the subsidy, but you make too much to qualify for Medicaid. You will qualify for a hardship exemption, and you do not have to get insurance for 2014, and you will not be penalized.
Okay. And so for those people that didn't get in for this go round, then they'll have to wait until November 15th. Is that right?
Right. November 15th is open. That begins open enrollment for the 2015 calendar year. Which means that you can elect your plan as early as November the 15th, but it will not be effective until January the 1st of 2015. Open enrollment runs from November 15th to January 15th, and during that time period, you'll be able to make your plan selection for the 2015 calendar year. And that's really important because the penalty is going to go up over 400% between this year and next year.
Okay.
So
go ahead. Still a lot of questions, Mick. We got a call.
Oh, yeah,
he has a question. Can you hear me say something, ma'am?
Well, I'm driving and stuff. I'm, you know, on my way. I'm at, you know, I'm parked where I work at. Well, yeah, I work and stuff like that. Yeah, this is what I was asking. I tried to apply for Obamacare. Okay. And they told me my income was too low. Okay. I only work 32 hours. Yeah, on the computer when I call, we called. The CCA people helped me with it.
Okay.
And they called. They called and then they told me that it was too low. My income was too low.
Okay, good. So for those people, Mick, that their income was too low, how do we speak to those people?
Okay, for the folks whose income were too low to qualify for a subsidy, the easiest route to take is to call the healthcare.gov number, the 800-318-2596 number, and explain to them that you believe that they qualify for a hardship exemption, is what it's called. Hardship exemption.
Okay, good
and
deal.
That you, mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to just let them know that you need to follow the process to qualify for that exemption so you're not penalized.
Absolutely.
Okay, and she left her number. So what I'm going to do is, ma'am, I do have your number here on the radio station call ID. I'm going to call you after the program to try to assist you along with that and show you how to get in touch with our guy, Stephen Adams, over on Jackson Street. So he may be able to help you with that hardship. Is that right, Mick?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir, correct.
And so, Mick, still, as we are already about to end this process, still there are still tons and tons of questions, tons and tons of uncertainties. But for right now, those people that think that they started or are not sure, we really want them to connect. If they're in Alexandria or in this surrounding area, we want them to connect with Stephen Adams. Is that right?
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
He's at 5205 Jackson Street Extension, and we're going to give the number over and over again. It's 451-4616. For those people that are in our huge surrounding area, do we want to just go ahead and keep directing them, Mick, to 361-0900?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay. And so what is the takeaway from this conversation, Mick, that you want people to absolutely unequivocally know as we are approaching April 15th, 12 midnight?
To make a phone call before tomorrow night at midnight. You don't necessarily, we would love to have you and have no problem talking with everyone and anyone who wants to talk. But if you're wanting to call somewhere else, call the healthcare.gov number. They're open 24 hours. They can answer any questions under the sun. But make a phone call to someone between now and tomorrow at midnight so you can either find out what your responsibilities are and hopefully select health coverage so you have good health insurance for the rest of the year.
Absolutely. Vantage Health Plan's goal is to make their members well and to keep them that way through quality preventive care. Vantage Health is making health care work. And once again, the phone number is 318-361-0900 or 888-823-1910. And there is a rush right now, Mick, because people are still trying to figure it out. And we hope that we are instrumental in helping them to do that and making sure that people have absolute affordable health care, because every American, every person deserves that.
That's right. Yes, ma'am.
So, Mick, we want to thank you so much once again for all of the work that you guys are doing. We know that you're traveling thousands and thousands of miles throughout, this state. I mean, sitting at tables, talking on cell phones, doing all that you can do to make sure that Vantage is instrumental in getting this message out and helping people through the process. And we thank you guys so much for that.
We love doing it. It's a labor of love for sure. And we welcome every phone call and every person that we can get.
Absolutely. Mick, thank you so much. And if there's anything that you guys need, anything that we can do to help, we're happy to do it.
Thanks, Colette. You guys have been great partners.
Absolutely. You all have been as well. Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Offices has many decades, over two decades to be specific, of experience in representing the people of Central Louisiana with competence and professionalism. For more information about Roy Law Offices and Chris Roy Jr., 318-487-0991. Again, Vantage Health, they're making patients better, and they're making health care work. The number once again, 318-361-0900 or 888-823-1910. If you're in Alexandria or surrounding areas, here's the number you can phone. You can phone Stephen Adams. He's at Sinlaw Independent Insurance Brokers, 5205 Jackson Street Extension, 318-561-4616. And I know you guys, this is a lot of numbers. If you have any questions, any concerns, we are happy to help. All you've got to do is connect with us, and we'll help to make sure that you get to the right place to make sure that you and your family are taken care of. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team down in Bunkie, 318-346-2540. Don't forget about St. Francis Cabrini Hospital's new clinic. It's called Incarnate Word Community Clinic. And you know what? It seems like it's been there forever. It's located at 3351 Masonic Drive. For more information, you can phone 318-448-6800. Kyle Wolf, get to a better state with your State Farm agent. Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 is the number down in Avoyelles Parish. We're going to get a break here, but when we come back, we'll have more right after this.
Let's face it, life is busy, and sometimes we don't always have the time to think through all the important decisions, like health insurance. Vantage Health Plan encourages you to check what matters most. We know that our families matter, our jobs matter, but also our health matters. So when it comes to the most important things in life, don't let them go unchecked. For your health insurance, check what matters most. Vantage Health Plan. Visit us online today at vantagehealthplan.com.
Minimally invasive image-guided specialist MIGS treat varicose veins that affect one out of two people age 50 and older and nearly 25% of all adults. Varicose veins are uncomfortable and unattractive. Symptoms include nighttime leg pain, skin discoloration, skin wounds, and irritation. These symptoms are most common in women ages 30 to 70, and treatments usually consist of a painful surgical procedure called vein stripping. MIGS patients can now take advantage of a new minimally invasive procedure that usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. Because it's minimally invasive and requires no large incisions, patients can usually be back at work the following day. For more information, contact MIGS at 445-9700. MIGS is a proud sponsor of the official OPT network. Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated, like a real person with real concerns.
Finally, my kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service
as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. Welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, it's 8:59. Many of you are almost there. School zones, well, they're shutting down for now, but we want to remind you to stay safe. And remember that school zones resume again at 2 p.m. And once you get your momentum on Monday, it's all down.